This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The head of the World Health Organization says more COVID-19 cases have been reported worldwide in the past 4 weeks than in the first 6 months of the pandemic. In a news briefing from WHO headquarters in Geneva, Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said hospitals and intensive care units are filling up or full across Europe and the United States. More than 57 million cases have been confirmed worldwide since the start of the global pandemic. More than 1.3 million people have died, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. On Friday, Europe surpassed 15 million confirmed infections, and India more than 9 million. Mexico reported 100,000 deaths from COVID-19. Mexico is the fourth country to reach that marker after the United States, Brazil, and India. U.S. President Donald Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., has tested positive for the coronavirus, according to a spokesman. The spokesman said Trump Jr. has been completely asymptomatic since testing positive earlier this week. He said Trump Jr. is following all medically recommended COVID-19 guidelines. The United States has seen increases of coronavirus cases over the past several weeks, with numerous one-day records set and quickly broken. On Thursday, the U.S. registered another daily record, almost 188,000 new cases. Coronavirus infections in the United States are moving toward the 12 million mark. The U.S. has more coronavirus cases than any other country and also the world's largest death toll, with more than 250,000 fatalities. For more on these and other international news stories, we invite you to visit our website at voanews.com or download our easy-to-use app. This is VOA News. Ugandan police say that at least 37 people have been killed during protests following the arrest of opposition presidential candidate Bobi Wine on Wednesday. The 38-year-old musician-turned-politician was released on bail Friday in the eastern town of Iganga after being charged with disobeying COVID-19 guidelines that restrict election rallies to fewer than 200 people. Wine, who has been arrested several times in recent years, is seen as a serious challenger to President Yoweri Museveni, who has ruled for almost four decades. He has repeatedly called for Museveni to retire. In a statement late Friday, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned all acts of violence in Uganda and called on authorities to ensure that all perpetrators of human rights violations are held accountable. He also called for the immediate release of any people who were arbitrarily arrested. While on the campaign trail Thursday, Museveni said some groups of protesters were being used by outsiders who did not like stability in Uganda. He threatened that whoever started the unrest will regret it. Museveni is expected to address the nation on Sunday, according to a spokesman. Presidential elections in Uganda are scheduled for January 14th. The United States and Taiwan have signed a 5-year agreement to create an annual U.S.-Taiwan Economic Prosperity Partnership Dialogue to increase bilateral cooperation. The Washington meeting covered economic areas such as supply chains, investment screening, and renewable energy. According to data from the United States Trade Representative's Office, U.S. trade with Taiwan in 2019 amounted to nearly $104 billion. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. has been selling more advanced weapons to Taiwan, including Harpoon missile systems, announced in October, at a cost of $2.37 billion. There will be no Black Friday sales in France on November 27th, at least not officially. Top retail stores, including online store Amazon, have agreed to delay the massive shopping holiday by 1 week. France's economy minister has proposed that the start to the holiday shopping season take place December 4th, by which time coronavirus restrictions on non-essential businesses will end. The so-called Black Friday holiday sale started in the United States, where retailers offer deep discounts on the Friday after the U.S. celebrates its Thanksgiving holiday, which is always on the fourth Thursday in November. The practice has spread globally in recent years as a time for retailers to encourage people to begin their holiday shopping. For more on these and other international news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.